On Sunday, as part of the Denver Film Festival, Denver-based band Devotchka will play the music they've composed for the experimental Soviet film Man with the Movie Camera. It's not the first film the band has scored. Others include Little Miss Sunshine, Crazy Stupid Love, and Paddington. Today, Nick Urata, who is the frontman of Devotchka, joins us to tell us about his experience scoring films. Nick, welcome to Colorado Edition, and thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, I just want to ask you, what is different about writing music for Devotchka compared with writing music for a film?
I mean, there are a lot of similarities, of course, but I guess the big difference is when you're writing songs for your band and yourself, you know, you're sort of going from your bag of tricks and your narrative on life. And when you are presented with a film to score, you know, you have a lot more moving parts, such as the story, the emotions of the scene, the performance of the actors, and the biggest factor is the vision of the director. So you're not exactly left to your own devices. So there are forces pushing you and pulling you in different directions when you're scoring a film that you're not always in control of.
Do you enjoy having that kind of, I won't say constraints on the creative process, but is that something you enjoy?
Well, I think the most positive thing about it is it kind of pushes you out of your comfort zone and into areas of music that you may have never explored before. You know, sometimes I have the experience where I look back and I'm like, what? I can't believe that doesn't, did I write that?
Can you just walk us through just the very basics of how you score a film? Like, do you watch a movie in full before you score it, or does it come like little bits of footage?
Sometimes, usually they send you the script first to sort of get your creative wheels turning. And then if you're lucky, you get to see like a rough assembly, because we're usually like the last people that are brought on. Then you get like a big rough cut of the film so you can see the overall story arc, and then it's off to the races. And as they're cutting the film down, you're scoring the various scenes.
As we mentioned, you've written several scores for contemporary films, but this weekend, as part of the Denver Film Fest, you are scoring an experimental Soviet film that was made in 1929. I'm curious, how did you come to work on this project?
It first came to us through the San Francisco Film Festival. They commissioned us to do a live score, but originally they were just like, pick whatever film you want, it's up to you, which I thought at first, oh, awesome. But then when you're left with that task, it's kind of daunting because there's so many. And after a lot of trial and error, this one emerged as the most perfect one for us, because we were sort of having trouble. There's so many, you know, beautiful classic silent films that tell a narrative story, but we were sort of having trouble with the pacing and they call them the intertitles, you know, when they show the dialogue and the audience and they give you like, you know, 12 seconds to read it. And we just couldn't get around that barrier. And then we found this amazing film, which I don't know if you know much about it, but
I watched a little bit. It's images.
I mean, it has a little bit of an arc, because it follows, it's basically like a day in the life of a person in 1929. I believe it was mostly filmed in Russia and some in Ukraine. But I mean, after spending so much time in it, you realize that it's basically timeless, and it's just a beautiful snapshot of humanity. And that's what made it such an attractive piece for us to score.
How do you think about the role of different instruments in film scores?
You know, sometimes it's dependent. I mean, it's always dependent on what's on the screen. With this one, it's the great thing about it is there's no dialogue to work around, which is really one of the biggest challenges in film scoring, is working with your actors' performance and their dialogue, and you have to keep, you know, the registers of certain instruments in mind. And it's one of the reasons why the piano has worked so well since the inception of film, is that just there's, of course, it's got a wide range and it just seems to sit beautifully with the human voice. All scores start with the piano and then branch out to different voices. But yeah, it is. I know it's not a great answer, but it is a case by case basis.
But it's nice to know you can break them all out during a silent film and nothing will clash with any dialogue.
Yeah, that's the great thing. And at first, we were thinking maybe we should keep it, time sensitive and not bring any modern instruments. And then we were finding that actually modern sounds fit really great with this film, and I think it kind of enhances the main takeaway that I got for or that we got from this film is that it's timeless, and you see yourself on the screen, you see your friends on the screen, you see your family on the screen, and really the devastating part about it that sort of keeps you engaged emotionally is you start to realize that all these people on the screen that are so alive and bigger than life and so beautifully shot are all gone now. I think that's probably the most powerful thing about this entire piece.
Nick Urata is with the Denver-based band Devotchka. You can find more information about their event at the Denver Film Festival this weekend, including exactly where and when to see Man with a Movie Camera at KUNC.org. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for talking about the man with the movie camera. I hope to see you there.